On the 1st of January, I'll tell you about this because this is connected with the roads. On the 1st of January, right. So there was a giant hole in the road. I'm talking like this, yeah. And it was underwater, right? So get this, a crazy story. This is a crazy story. 5 o'clock in the morning on the 1st of January, right? 5 o'clock in the morning on the 1st of January. Now, you can imagine that 99% of the country is
Energy.
drunk. Yeah. Now, I don't drink, right? So, not a problem for me. I just drive the drunk people around, right? So, my daughter was sick, and I had to take her to the doctor, and so I called the doctor. And the doctor said, bring her now to the surgery. Yeah. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning on the 1st of January. Yep. So I get my daughter and I put her in the car and we're driving to the local town. It's dark, it's cold, it's like 0 degrees, it's wet, and trying to get to the doctor as fast as possible because my daughter's sick. So just driving down the road, as you do, and bang, car just goes bang, straight into a hole. The hole was in the middle of the road, right? And the car bounced like a bounce like a basketball, ka-dunk, out of one hole into another hole, and hit the second hole. Bang. This is a country road, okay? It's a country road. And it bounced out of the second hole and landed on a patch of ice. So I put my foot on the brake and the car went like that. Yeah. So I corrected. By the time I corrected and got the car going straight was this way and not this way. And I went through a fence and into a field and then through the field. And there was a gate with a gate post, and I hit the gate post and went through that into another field on the 1st of January with my daughter in the car, right? I didn't tell anybody because life is crazy and sometimes these things are, I don't know, whatever. Now, the car was completely destroyed, and I thought that's it. I thought we're dead, right? Right, because like fence post is a gate, and the gate posts are big. It's not just a fence post. It's a gate post. It's a big post. It went straight into a gate post, right? And the car was completely wrecked. It was completely destroyed. Yeah, and so I was okay, and I checked my daughter, and she was okay. Praise God, right? And we walked, but I grabbed things from the car and we walked through the field to the road. And there was a van going up the road, and we stopped the van, and the van took us to the doctor, and then the doctor took us to the hospital, and we spent the 1st of January in the hospital, right? Which was crazy, right? Which was just completely crazy. We spent the first, because my daughter was sick, but we spent the 1st of January in the hospital for a car accident, right? Yeah. So that was crazy. Anyway, the story is even more crazy than that, because eventually, like 12 plus hours later, we get back home. I've got to get a taxi to get back home from the town, and a lot of crazy stuff going on. And we go back to check the accident, to check what happened, right? And I hit the car. The front of the car is like this. It's a big hole in the front of the car, right? The fence post should have stopped the car like that. But the fence post went down and the car went over the fence post. And the gate, the car hit the gate, and the gate went flying, right? The gate, the whole big gate just went flying, right? And you know, the windscreen is broken, and everything's just a mess. And the underside of the car got ripped out by the edge of the road, and that's everywhere. And oh, it's complete mess. But not only did the fence post falling down, that's a miracle. The gatepost falling down is a miracle, right? Because gateposts are not meant to, they're meant to stop everything, right? The gatepost went down, right? Next to the gatepost was, oh, this is it, was a trough. I'll tell you what a trough is. You know what horses drink from? It's like a bath, okay? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You see them on farms, you know. Farms sometimes use a bath for, or okay. Imagine a big one of those, but an old one. You know what the old ones are made of? The old ones are made from stone, right? Stone, right? And you know, can you imagine how heavy that is? Stone. It's a giant stone drinking place for horses. And other animals, probably cows can use it as well. I don't know, really. And the side of the car hit it. The side of the car. So we're talking like 40 centimeters that way, and the car would have hit the stone trough, right? 30, 40 centimeters. And it was, remember, it's at night. It's dark, can't see anything. It's in the countryside. You know, you all you've got is the headlights of the car, right? And it's like fence post, dirt, earth, and all this happened in like 2, 3 seconds, you know? Bang, bang. And then you're in the middle of a field. So if I had been And I remember I had no control over the car because it was on ice and then it was in a field and I'm trying to correct it to get it to go straight. And I'm not a bad driver. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a bad driver. Okay. I'm okay. You know, some people are bad drivers. I'm not a bad driver. Right. I can drive okay. It was completely, well, the car was completely wrecked and I don't know how we were. I don't know how we were alive. I don't know. I don't know how we survived, to be honest. I really don't. I don't know how we were alive, because the car should have been completely destroyed. Yeah, the fact that we both got out of the car and we could walk and we were okay. I mean, I was shaking, right? You can imagine, right? I mean, I'm like, right? Right, like I'm at the hospital and I'm walking up and down like I just can't stay still, right? I'm just like my heart's going, gee, my hands are shaking, and it's really, really, really crazy. No, it's like you've got no self-control. You know what I mean? When the adrenaline starts pumping, you have no self-control, right? And so that's what happened, and it gets crazier because I'm like, okay, this is so 12 hours later and I get my daughter back home and I go back to check the car and the car is completely destroyed. And I'm like, okay, I got to get some pictures. I take some pictures of the car and take some pictures of the fences and the gate and everything's a complete mess. And I go back to take a picture of the hole in the road, right? And I got to get evidence of the accident. So I go back to take a picture of the hole in the road. And there's no hole. There's no hole. I hit a hole. But when I went back to take a picture, there was no hole. Yep, somebody covered it. And I mean, between me going to hospital and getting back home and going straight back out to photograph the accident, somebody covered it and somebody filled in the hole. Right. All right, so what happened was, well, what I think happened was I called my dad from the hospital, right? Because it's like the car crash, the car's in the field, we're in the hospital, everything is okay, but blah blah blah. But dad, can you call the police and tell the police that there's been an accident? Because you gotta inform the authorities that, because there's bits of the car all over the bloody road,
Yes, I'm already in the field.
yeah, and there's a car in a field, and the field belongs to some farmer, and blah blah blah, right? So he called the police, and then the police called the local government, and the local government sent out someone to fill the hole. And the hole was filled within 4 hours of the accident, 4 or 5 hours of the accident, right? Yeah. And so I had no, because I was telling people I hit a hole in the road, and people are like, where is the hole? Where's the hole? Right. 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 So what I did, because we're all smart people, what I did was I went on Facebook. I went on the local Facebook, and I wrote the story of what happened on Facebook, and I said, does anyone have any experience of there being a big hole in the road there? And you know what? I got about 20 to 30 different replies from people who'd crashed into the hole.
Really?
Some dude, some dude, some dude hit it on a motorbike. Some person fell into it on a bicycle. There were cars that hit it. There were trucks that hit it. There were trailers that hit it. Yeah, and people, and there were lots of photographs of it. People took photographs of it. I even had dash cam pictures. People sent their dash cam pictures. Yeah, I even had dash cam pictures of it. So I had like 20 to 30 people who, I'd say at least 30 people who'd also had an accident and hit the same hole. And evidence that there was actually a hole there, because there was no hole there when we went back. The hole was filled in. Which is a bit crazy. So we were okay, but I'm gonna say that I'm quite fit for someone who's 49 years old, right? I think if you were less fit and you did that,
Obviously.
you would have a problem, because it was, I felt it, right? You know what I'm saying? I felt it, but I was like, I'm okay. But you can imagine somebody who's not fit or not healthy, or if it was, no offense, but if it was a woman, right, and she had less control over the car, and because the there's normally an airbag that explodes, right? There's no airbag. It didn't go off in the car at all, and it was a big hit. There was a fence post. There was like a fence post in me, and I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is the end. And so, yeah, there was no injury to myself or my daughter, which is a miracle, I think. And like I said, I think it was crazy, crazy day. How to start your new year? Completely crazy. That's my little story.